Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Bobwhite quail used to be abundant in the eastern third of the state, but habitat loss sent this small game bird packing in search of hospitable environs.
Private landowners are the key to increasing habitat.
As more than 90% of Texas is privately owned, this seems only fair. Jim Willis, who owns the WW Ranch, improved the habitat on his property and rallied his neighbors to do the same. Together, they created the Wildlife Habitat Federation.
The Wildlife Habitat Federation applied for a conservation innovation grant. And with this grant, we received $120,000, which was a seed money for getting some major wildlife conservation programs off the ground. We match that with funds that we receive from the landowners that are participating, get a lot of help from Texas Parks and Wildlife. I tell you that we've been blessed with the technical and the financial help we're getting from them. With that assistance, we're getting landowners to sign up to put in a wildlife corridor.
The corridor is 7 miles long and at least 150 feet wide and runs from the WW Ranch to the Atwaters Prairie Chicken National Wildlife Refuge. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the private lands and public hunting program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.